Drosha for Voeskana Nachamu Topshin Ayin Aleph. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ale Rosh HaPisgah Ure'ei Be'inecha V'shama Lo Sa'avor. Go up to the top of the peak and you'll see with your eyes Eretz Yisrael, but you won't go there. The Moshav Zekenim asks, wouldn't it have been better if Moshe Rabbeinu had not seen Eretz Yisrael? Seeing it and knowing that he couldn't go there would give him extra pain and discomfort. The Yalkut Me'amloe says that this was in Moshe Rabbeinu's best interest, because this way no one would think that he was being punished for the sin of the spies, because by the spies it says, V'lo yira'uha, they won't see the land. Obviously, if Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to see the land, he wasn't included in the sin of the spies. However, the Sfarno says that the seeing of the land by Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished something in the land itself. It introduced a bracha into Eretz Yisrael that the Jewish people benefited from. The Shari Aron compares this to the fact that the Ramban says that when they counted the Jewish people, every family, every member came before Moshe and Aaron, that they should look at them, and the looking of Moshe and Aaron created a bracha. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu's looking at Eretz Yisrael created a bracha for Eretz Yisrael. The Kliyoker says that really Moshe Rabbeinu asked for both things, Ebrana ve'ereh, two separate requests. Let me go in physically, and if not, at least let me see the land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his prayer partially in the affirmative and partially in the negative. And he told him, you can see the land, but you're not going to be able physically to go there. The Leib Simcha quotes the Marsha, and also the Tzofnas Paneach says the same idea, that Moshe Rabbeinu's seeing the land, his look, sanctified the air of Eretz Yisrael, and it remained sanctified forever. Had Moshe Rabbeinu physically entered Eretz Yisrael, the land would have been sanctified forever, never been destroyed, Klal Yisrael wouldn't have gone to Galus, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. But since he didn't go in physically, those things didn't happen. But since he saw the land, he sanctified the air, and the air of Eretz Yisrael never became, the Kedusha never became abrogated. That is, the heir of Eretz Yisrael is machkin, makes a person smart. The Alshech adds that the view of Moshe Rabbeinu of Eretz Yisrael, he's just looking at the land, made it easier to conquer. And that's why the Torah continues, Mitzavis Yoshua, he will be able to give the land over to an inheritance and conquer it because you saw it and made it easier for him to do that. However, the Kliyoker adds another dimension. And he says, aside from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu seeing the land had an effect on the land, it also had an effect on Moshe Rabbeinu. He said that Eretz Yisrael itself, the Mala is physically being there and fulfilling the mitzvahs. But the Beis HaMikdash, there is a spiritual counterpart to the Beis HaMikdash, which always is parallel to that place, even before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and surely even after it was destroyed. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Hahar HaTov HaZeh BaHalavam, not only do I want to go physically into Eretz Yisrael, but I want to see the Makom HaMikdash, because seeing that place enables me to see the spiritual counterpart, and it has a influence and an effect on my neshama. The Yehudi HaKadosh Mipashischa says that the way that you acquire spiritual things is by looking at them. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to look at the Makom HaMikdash, which would then be an acquisition for his soul. And therefore, the Rav Moshe Vali, Talmud of the Ramchal, says that Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, didn't look at the physical place of the Beis HaMikdash. If he would have done that from above, he would have been looking from up to down. But he looked at the spiritual counterpart, the neshama of the land and the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it says that he looked from down, from down to up. And therefore the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says all of this was done with his naked eye, not with a telescope, but miraculously, that with his own eye he'd be able to see these things, so he'd be able to get all of these benefits. Could be for that reason he started to look at the west, which was farthest away from him. Since the Shechina is in the west, that was predominantly what he focused on. That's why it says, saw einecha, pick up your eyes, right? In order to what's it called, saw einecha ure'e, pick up your eyes and see, the first one that you should be able to influence and affect the land, and secondly, that it should have an effect on you. The Panim Yafo says that really there were two lookings. One that brought him tzar, because he saw where he physically would not be able to go, and the other that brought him simcha, that he was able to be mashpia and have an effect on the land by looking at it, and looking at the Makom HaMikdash had an effect on his neshama. With this idea, we can understand the Chazal that says, Kol HaMesabel al Yerushalayim Zoche V'roe B'Simchasa. Whoever mourns for Yerushalayim merits to see its simcha. I want to give you a new explanation of that. The Rashba says that one of the purposes of mourning is to commiserate with the soul. Soul is going through a difficult acclimation period, and mourning commiserates with the soul. No se ba'al, you carry the load together with the soul of making that acclimation. And by going through the process of mourning, you become more connected and attached to the spiritual world, to the soul, and leave to a certain degree the pitchifkes of the physical world. You don't wash, and you don't leave the house, and you don't wear shoes, and so on. So this way you're able to identify and have a connection to the soul. Now, even though the Beis HaMikdash Shomata was destroyed, the physical plant of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Beis HaMikdash Shomala, the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, is still in existence. And therefore, a person who mourns, who becomes more sensitive and more aware of the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, so he zoche v'roe b'simchasa, by seeing the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, not necessarily the place, but identifying with the idea through the Avelis, so it's just like looking at the place, which has an effect on a person's soul. So he zoche to see, just like Moshe Rabbeinu saw, and it affected his soul, so too, seeing the spiritual Mikdash through the Avelis has a tremendous effect on a person's soul. In addition, the fact that the Jews identify with the spiritual Beis HaMikdash and put their eyes on it adds another stone in the ongoing process of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. As it says, Bonei Yerushalayim, in the present tense, God is constantly building, and part of that building is by us becoming aware and identifying and being sensitive to the spiritual Beis HaMikdash helps to promote the building of even the physical Beis HaMikdash. And that is the comfort of Shabbos Nachamu, which the Svarim say has a din almost of a yontif. Because a yontif, the idea of a yontif is a moed, is a time that we come face to face with the Beis HaMikdash, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'i Asponim, we see God's face, He sees us, and through the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, we become aware of the spiritual counterpart of the Beis HaMikdash, and we come to be aware and attach ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam who occupies, Kibiyachol, that spiritual Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the on Tisha B'Av itself, we are too immersed in the morning. But after Tisha B'Av, when we already have the effect of having attached ourselves, been aware, and seen that spiritual Beis HaMikdash, we celebrate that on Shabbos Nachamu. And perhaps with this we can understand the famous Medrash, Chet Chata Yerushalayim, the Jewish people sinned doubly, and they were punished doubly, and they are to be comforted doubly. Could be the idea is the following. In the sin, there was a physical sin. They left the Rabbanu Shel Olam, which was actual. They actually turned their back on God. But then they went to dig wells that really couldn't produce anything. They went after Avodah Zarah, which is sheker, which is false. So that was only a sin in their minds, but it wasn't actual because there was nothing actual there, right? It all was false. So the sin was double. It was an actual sin, but it also was a perceived sin. So too, the punishment was double. There was an actual punishment. The land was destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We went into Galus. But there was also a perceived, on a thought level, the Jewish people perceived that God abandoned them and forgot about them. That was only perceived. That wasn't true. But the punishment came in perception also. And so too the Nechama will come doubly. Mirtz Hashem, soon it will be physical, actual, that we will be returned to Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. But it also is on a machshava level. Because Kol HaMisabel HaYerushalayim Zoche merits to see the Simcha through the Avelus. We are comforted by having an attachment and a connection to the spiritual Beis HaMikdash too. And that is part of the comfort. And that is the comfort of Shabbos Nachamu. Mirtzah Hashem, we should be able to very quickly have both things fulfilled for us. The Ebrona, we should be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, all of us, all the Jewish people, for the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, and Ere, we should also be able to see very clearly not only the physical land and the physical Beis HaMikdash, but its spiritual counterpart, both to influence it and to have our neshamos enhanced by seeing those spiritual